Ministry of Education and Culture. Higher and Tertiary Education. Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2016. Hotel and Catering Schools. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a man talking about French fries. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read exercise 1. First listening.
French fries. Someone once told me that French fries are not French. There must be some connection between fries and France, otherwise they wouldn't be called French fries. Wherever they are from, I love them. I guess they're the most popular food in the world. Everyone eats French fries. They are very versatile. You can eat them with so many things. You can even have a French fries sandwich. People put all sorts of things on top of French fries. I love ketchup and mayonnaise on my fries, both together. You have to have salt. The only time I don't like fries is when they are cold. I get angry if I get fries that aren't hot in a fast food restaurant. I take them back immediately. All of this talk of French fries has made me want to eat some.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
French fries. Someone once told me that French fries are not French. There must be some connection between fries and France, otherwise they wouldn't be called French fries. Wherever they are from, I love them. I guess they're the most popular food in the world. Everyone eats French fries. They are very versatile. You can eat them with so many things. You can even have a French fries sandwich. People put all sorts of things on top of French fries. I love ketchup and mayonnaise on my fries, both together. You have to have salt. The only time I don't like fries is when they are cold. I get angry if I get fries that aren't hot in a fast food restaurant. I take them back immediately. All of this talk of French fries has made me want to eat some.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear Shirley asking Josh for some ideas about where they can eat. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First listening.
Josh, I'm really hungry now. Do you know a good restaurant we could go to?
Yes, there's a really great chicken restaurant near my house.
Chicken?
Yeah, they have lots of different types of chicken. They have fried chicken, baked chicken, broiled chicken, and so on.
Chicken. You know, I don't really like chicken that much. Do you know about somewhere else? Somewhere that doesn't have chicken or beef?
Yes, there's a vegetarian restaurant near my house too, but
Great.
It's in the opposite direction.
Okay, what kind of food do they have?
They have lots of salads, fresh salads, and they also have some stir fry.
Okay, and what's the restaurant like?
The restaurant is really nice. It's pretty small, and there's not a lot of people, usually.
Okay. Is it light or dark inside the restaurant?
It's a little bit dark, but the food is really good.
Okay. What about the tables? Do they have tablecloths or do they not have tablecloths?
There's no tablecloths. And the tables are a little bit low.
What about the price of the food? Is it expensive or is it cheap?
It's very cheap.
That's good.
Yeah. For example, you can buy a salad for only $5.
Wow, that is cheap.
It is.
Okay, what about a soup?
A soup is usually $6, but they're really good.
Okay. Well, I have my car today, so is there parking at the restaurant?
There's some parking, but there's actually a lot nearby.
Okay, so no problem to park my car.
It's no problem.
Great, then let's go for vegetarian.
Okay, sounds great.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Josh, I'm really hungry now. Do you know a good restaurant we could go to?
Yes, there's a really great chicken restaurant near my house.
Chicken?
Yeah, they have lots of different types of chicken. They have fried chicken, baked chicken, broiled chicken, and so on.
Chicken. You know, I don't really like chicken that much. Do you know about somewhere else? Somewhere that doesn't have chicken or beef?
Yes, there's a vegetarian restaurant near my house too, but Great. It's in the opposite direction.
Okay, what kind of food do they have?
They have lots of salads, fresh salads, and they also have some stir fry.
Okay, and what's the restaurant like?
The restaurant is really nice. It's pretty small, and there's not a lot of people, usually.
Okay. Is it light or dark inside the restaurant?
It's a little bit dark, but the food is really good.
Okay. What about the tables? Do they have tablecloths or do they not have tablecloths?
There's no tablecloths. And the tables are a little bit low.
What about the price of the food? Is it expensive or is it cheap?
It's very cheap.
That's good.
Yeah. For example, you can buy a salad for only $5.
Wow, that is cheap.
It is.
Okay, what about a soup?
A soup is usually $6, but they're really good.
Okay, well, I have my car today, so is there parking at the restaurant?
There's some parking, but there's actually a lot nearby.
Okay, so no problem to park my car.
It's no problem.
Great, then let's go for vegetarian.
Okay, sounds great.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear Jessica talking about how she likes to make spaghetti. Underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read exercise 3. First listening.
Hi, this is Jessica, and today I'm going to talk about spaghetti. Now, a lot of people think that it might just be really easy to make, but let me tell you, mine is the top of the top. I can make a mean spaghetti. So first, I take and I cut up garlic. Garlic is essential. As much garlic as you can possibly stand to cut. And then I cut up some onions, and I put that all together, and I fry it with olive oil. Then, basically, after that point, it kind of varies. It just depends on whatever vegetables I have around. Usually, I put in, like, green peppers, definitely mushrooms. Mushrooms are a must. Let's see. And then, basically, it depends on the time of the year. So, if it's summer, I'll just put in, like, squash and So I saute all of the vegetables up and get them to the point where they're just right. And then I put oregano on, and hopefully the best is if it's fresh, but you know, you can't have it all. So you put in oregano, and then from there, I put in, and I hope my dad's not listening because he will never eat it after this point, but I put in tofu, ground beef. So you can't really taste it. I mean, you can taste it. It tastes like beef, but nobody knows that it's tofu. Just because I don't particularly like raw meat, and so tofu I think is the way to go. So then, so I put that in there, and you don't really have to cook it. You just have to warm it up. So I just cook it all together, warm it all together. And then I put in some fresh tomatoes. And then I usually use like a half a can of whatever tomato sauce is on sale, whatever pasta sauce. And then again, a little bit more oregano, and just let it simmer and to absorb all the flavor. And that's it, all the flavor.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Hi, this is Jessica, and today I'm going to talk about spaghetti. Now, a lot of people think that it might just be really easy to make, but let me tell you, mine is the top of the top. I can make a mean spaghetti. So first, I take and I cut up garlic. Garlic is essential. As much garlic as you can possibly stand to cut. And then I cut up some onions, and I put that all together, and I fry it with olive oil. Then, basically, after that point, it kind of varies. It just depends on whatever vegetables I have around. Usually, I put in, like, green peppers, definitely mushrooms. Mushrooms are a must. Let's see. And then, basically, it depends on the time of the year. So, if it's summer, I'll just put in, like, squash and... So I saute all of the vegetables up and get them to the point where they're just right. And then I put oregano on, and hopefully the best is if it's fresh, but you know, you can't have it all. So you put in oregano, and then from there, I put in, and I hope my dad's not listening because he will never eat it after this point, but I put in tofu, ground beef. So you can't really taste it. I mean, you can taste it. It tastes like beef, but nobody knows that it's tofu. Just because I don't particularly like raw meat, and so tofu I think is the way to go. So then, so I put that in there, and you don't really have to cook it. You just have to warm it up. So I just cook it all together, warm it all together. And then I put in some fresh tomatoes. And then I usually use like a half a can of whatever... tomato sauce is on sale, whatever pasta sauce. And then again, a little bit more oregano, and just let it simmer and to absorb all the flavor. And that's it, all the flavor.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.